Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey Mishnah Zion, Chapter 5, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah says, Yatzta Kas Rishona V'Nechans Kas Shnia. So when they finished bringing their korbanos in the first group, so the first group would leave the base of Megdash, and the second group would then come in. Yatzta Shnia Nechans HaShlishes. When the second group left, the third group would come in, and they made their, their offerings. And the procedure of the second and third groups was the same as the procedure of the first group, which was described previously. Says the Mishnah as follows, so what else would take place? Karu es ha-halel. While each group shechted their karbanos, the Levium would say halel. Im gamru shanu. And if they finished the halel before the group finished shechting their karbanos, they repeated it. Vim shanu shilshu. And if they repeated it a second time, and they still wouldn't finish, they would recite it a third time. Afal pi shalosh shilshu mimehim. And even though this was the halacha, they never actually did recite it a third time, because there were so many kohanim that were performing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, they worked incredibly quickly, and they never needed to do it a third time. Rabbi Yehuda says, mimehem shal kash lishis lo yigia li ahavti ki yish ba Hashem. The third group never even reached the paragraph in Hallel that says, ahavti ki yish ba Hashem. Because the third group had only a few people in it, and so they would finish the service very quickly as a result. Says the Mishnah now, Mishnah Ches, doing the Karban Pesach on weekdays is the same as it was done on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. Ela she'kohanim medichim es ha'azar shelo kirtzon chachamim, but the kohanim would rinse the floor of the courtyard of the temple on Shabbos after they finished bringing the korbanos against the wishes of the chachamim, who said that the floor should not be cleaned on Shabbos itself. The Mishnah now says that Rabbi Yehuda says, after the Kohanim finished throwing the blood of all the Pesach offerings, Kos Hayam Male Midam Hatarovos, a Kohen would fill a cup from the blood of all the offerings that had accumulated on the floor, Zrako Vizrika Achas Al Gabe Hamazbeach, and throw it once at the wall of the Mazbeach, and in the rush to bring the korbanos, the blood of any offering had spilled and had not been thrown on the Mizbeach, it would not be thrown as part of his cup, which contains blood from all of the korbanos brought that day. V'lo hudu lo chachamim. The chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. According to the chachamim, this should not be done because the intermingled blood from the floor is not fit for throwing on the altar. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. Have a wonderful day.